You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM and 930 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Good morning. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will bring you programs about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show, the radio program for the Department of Parish Vitality and Missions Office of Lifelong Formation. Here with you this morning is me, Juan Pablo Padilla, your host, and my co-host, my wonderful co-host, Victor Vallejo, and we're also here joined by one of our other members on the team who will be observing us today this morning, and we want to thank her for coming on, Anya Dudek, who is responsible for many of the other programs that we have today. So how are you, Victor? How's your morning been so far?
I'm doing wonderful. We've been celebrating so many things here. We celebrate the day of the dead, El Día de los Muertos, and All Saints, and I'm really happy. I love this part of the year where we celebrate so many things. Our Lady of Guadalupe is coming up, and especially Christmas. I smell Christmas now.
Well, before Christmas, we have to give some room for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah,
so
of course.
I don't want to think about the big Christmas dinner until I, you know, get through the Thanksgiving one. So,
me too. I forgot that.
We also have with us today some wonderful, wonderful guests do amazing work with our young women out there. And, we have Marie, we have Elizabeth who goes by Betty, and we have Dorothy also here with us this morning. So I want to thank you ladies for joining us this morning. I think it's an amazing and wonderful opportunity for us to talk about the wonderful work that we do with our young girls. So thank you so much for coming on.
Sure. You're welcome.
And we also have a segment called, Did You Know? It's just a little tiny fun fact about us. So, and I'm going to invite, you ladies to participate with us. And I'll start and then I'll have Victor go next so you guys can see what it kind of all is about. Yeah. And it's just a way for us to break the ice a little bit here on the air. So a fun fact about us. Victor, did you know that I am not necessarily a fan of below zero weather?
Oh, I didn't know, because you're from Chicago.
Well, yeah, but not a fan. So what about you, Victor? What's a fun fact about you?
Do you know that I do the prequenes in Spanish as well?
I did not know that, Victor.
So I facilitated this prequena this weekend, and he was really interested because I got three couples who are going to marry overseas, and that's really beautiful, just to see how they are pursuing their spiritual life, and they want to get closer to God and to be ready for the sacrament of marriage. So I'm really happy about that.
Great. And I want to invite Marie, Elizabeth, Betty, and Dorothy to go ahead and share a fun fact about yourself. Something short and sweet, kind of like what we just did.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a fun fact about me is, let's see, I love gymnastics, and I love singing in the choir, and I love working with the youth.
Excellent. Amen. Excellent.
Thank you.
Marie, would you like to go next?
Actually, it's Mary Therese. Well, I just have some exciting news. In September, I'm with the American Heritage Girls, and we were able to charter the first Catholic troop in the Archdiocese of Chicago at my parish, St. Alphonsus Liguori in Prospect Heights, and I'm the troop coordinator there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. And Dorothy May, would you like to share something with us?
Well, I'm a Chicagoan, and I love the cold weather. Yeah. Horseback riding, ice skating, and all the sports that goes along with it. But I really enjoy the winter. Excellent. And I love working with the Knights and Peter Claver, the youth division, and Girl Scouts.
Amen.
And that's exactly what we're here to talk about today, Victor, just in case you weren't aware. We're here to talk about Girl Scouts.
Yes.
And, that's an interesting topic because I've always been a fan of the young women that have shown up to my house.
Yes.
Or where other places that I've encountered them when they're doing their fundraising. I really think it's something really, really important to mm-hmm. you know, to do with the, you know, not only the young girls but also with the young boys yes. as well. But today we're here to talk about specifically about Girl Scouts. So, mm-hmm. who wants to start us off in the conversation on Girl Scouts? What is Girl Scouts yeah. and why do we have a Girl Scouts?
Well, actually, to backtrack one moment, it's not just Girl Scouts.
Oh.
It's American Heritage Girls mm-hmm. that Ooh. Mary Therese takes care of, and it's also the Junior Daughters and Junior Knights of St. Peter Claver oh. that Dorothy May helps organize. I belong to the Girl Scouts, mm-hmm. and then we have Millie O'Brien on our committee, who also works with the Campfire Incorporated.
See, so let me clarify that this is more than just Girl Scouts.
Yes,
it also involves the Catholic Youth Medal programs as well. Is that correct?
Yes, all those organizations mm-hmm. are all sanctioned to earn the Catholic medals.
Okay. Oh. And what is the mission? Either of you ladies can answer this question. What would you say is the mission of the program? And, you know, what department of the Archdiocese does this fall under?
This falls under the
Department of Parish Vitality and Mission under the Office of Lifelong Formation. And the Catholic Youth Medals are the part of the Office of the Lifelong Formation.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was Anya Dudek.
Yes. Our Welcome.
One of the persons that helps tremendously with the Catholic Youth Medals. So thank you, Anya, for chiming in. Mm-hmm. So as you've heard, it's also a part of the larger Department of Parish Vitality and Mission. As you know, we have several offices there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the work that's done there, you know, extends far beyond 35th and Lake Park. It goes in many, many areas, in many places, in many ways. That's just a pastoral center, and that's what it is. It is a pastoral center that serves and assists the programs that occur far and beyond it. So we're very happy to have you on.
And that's why even we are blessed that the Catholic Youth Medals have other organization under. And I would like to invite right now Mary Therese to tell us a little bit more about the American Heritage Girls, about the mission, about the yep. history of the American Heritage Girls. If you can share okay. with
oh, sure.
us and
yes.
Our listeners.
Okay, we were founded in 1995, so we're a newer girls organization in Cincinnati, Ohio. And it's a faith-based character development program for girls ages 5 to 18 years of age, dedicated to the mission of building women of integrity through service to God, family, community, and country. And my daughter, Marianne, and I were starting our ninth year as being members of the American Heritage Girls. And I've been a leader all those years. And Marianne, she started as first grade, and now she's in high school. And we are very patriotic. We do a flag ceremony, opening, closing prayer at each of our troop meetings. And Marianna started out just, you know, carrying in the flag. And now she's actually a flag ceremony leader, leading the other younger girls, teaching them how to properly carry in the flag, different prayers that we say. And so that's one thing that's really good about AHG is that we do have a very big leadership component for the girls.
Wow,
thank
wonderful.
You.
Oh, excellent. And for these, in terms of the committees and the committees that exist, are they committees that are appointed, are individuals appointed, or do individuals commit themselves to be part of this, or how does it How is it organized?
Our committee is a group of 8 women that are volunteers, and we're not appointed. We just kind of show up, and we help organize. Each of us are represented by an organization, one of the 4 organizations we've already spoken about, and we gather once a month and try to work with new moderators, learn trainings, just try to develop our program. We've evolved quite a bit over the years. And we're just really trying to work to get our message out there. We're becoming more green friendly, trying to go more through the website, and just trying to reach out and get more and more young people to become part of this program.
Can I ask a question? Where do you meet the American Heritage Girl Scouts? Where do you meet?
The American Heritage Girls, we have, I think, in the whole state of Illinois, about 35 troops okay. spread around the area. As I mentioned before, we're the first Catholic troop in the Archdiocese of Chicago. We meet at St. Alphonsus Liguori Church in Prospect Heights, which is a northwest suburb of Chicago. Yeah. There are quite a few other troops in the northwest area, and we meet twice a month.
Okay. And if somebody wants to get information, do you have a phone number, a website that they can go and get information?
Yeah, if they start out at our national website, www.AmericanHeritageGirls.org, and there's a place on there where you can put in your zip code, and it'll find a troop near where you're located. And then there's a little form to fill out online there, and then the troop coordinator of that American Heritage Girl troop will get back to you either with a phone call or email.
Wonderful. Excellent. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll continue to learn more about this wonderful work that is being done out in our fields.
Draw near to the poor, to encounter them, to meet their gaze, to embrace them. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development lives out this message of solidarity by addressing root causes of poverty. CCHD accompanies low-income communities as they confront the unjust structures that affect them. Support the work of CCHD by donating during the annual collection on November 18th and 19th. Visit cchdchicago.org to learn more and to contribute online.
The Word Made Clear is exactly what its name implies. It's an easy-to-understand explanation of the Word of God, the Gospel. Hello, I'm Father James McElhone, Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'd like to invite you to take our free online Bible study program by going to thewordmadeclear.org. Our website offers an audio-based guide to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Listen to my lectures and follow along with the handouts provided. There are even discussion guides. You can also explore the biblical roots of the Mass. And there are links to a wide variety of biblical sources that will benefit both teachers and students of the Sacred Scriptures. Just go to wordmadeclear.org to experience our free online Bible study program. Again, it's free at wordmadeclear.org. It's the Word of God. Enjoy.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show, the show for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Department of Parish Vitality and Mission. Victor, one day, I promise you, I will say that in one breath.
Hopefully.
In the meantime, you know, I will continue to practice with my balloon as the cantors do, who are...
Eventually.
Here's a question for you, Dorothy May. Talk to us about the Junior Daughters and Junior Knights of St. Peter Claver.
Okay, the Junior Daughters, I can give you some information. They were formed, They were formed in 1930, August, in Oklahoma by two lay individuals. And they have a title of Junior Daughter Counselor. The rank that you go in, you can be on the highest, and that's the national, or as you come down, you have different titles. I did make junior daughter counselor, area counselors, and different line of order for the girls. The boys also they're called branch to identify the young ladies from the young men. They start at the age of 5 years old until 18. They hold their own meetings, elect their own officers. They meet once a month. The adults cannot participate in no discussions. They handle all their business financially We are the advisors and overseers, but they conduct all the business themselves. We have training to make sure that it is done correctly. They meet and have conferences and conventions. Once a year, they have a conference, which they have an opportunity to travel all over the United States, a different state each year. The next year, they visit a different state, going to what they call the convention. They have officers for each division. The conference, they elect a youth for the conference office. Then the next year for the convention, they elect the officers for the higher. They also, their programs set up are for charity work. They do service in each state that they go in. They go to shelters. During the year, they write and research to find out which shelter that they can go there, contribute financially or service. And if they are away at the time, when they are away at the time of their conference and convention, they go to these shelters and actually do service work. They are gone for like a week to 2 weeks for the conference and for the convention. They also have educational programs with the Junior Daughters and Junior Knights. And in the city that we live, because I say they reach all over the United States, each church, not every church in, say, state of Illinois, but many churches in Illinois have their own groups, and they are called chapters. They're called branches for the boys. They do not meet with the girls. The girls do not meet with the young men. The young men do not meet with the young girl. That also applied to the adults. We have our meetings separately, and then either twice during the conference and convention, we may merge and have our meetings together to share information. We do a lot of charity work, raising funds to help in the churches that you reside, that you come from, all over the United States. You know, it just doesn't reside in Chicago or Indiana. It goes all over. They, with the scholarship program, the young people are able to write they give a theme. They write about it. They're able to get scholarship money the whole years that they're in grammar school or going to high school or going to college. What else? Like I say, I just brought material so that you all could look at. And this year was so wonderful. We met in Dallas, Texas. And these are the young people that holds the high office with our adult people that holds the high office. This is the past supreme person. This young lady and that gentleman are the present. These young people here are the supreme office for the junior division. And
just so that our audience is aware, you're pointing at a magazine called the Claverite. The Claverite. This magazine comes out once a year, and it expresses in greater detail about the specific services that are being offered through the daughters. In this case, you're speaking specifically about the daughters. So here's a question for both Mary Therese and for you, Dorothy May. What great things have you seen through your experience in accompanying these young women? What have you seen? How have you seen their lives change, or how have you seen even the way they interact with their parents change? What are some of the gifts that have been fruits as a result of these types of programs throughout your years? So maybe Mary Therese, you want to start?
Okay, with our American Heritage girls. We have a lot of leadership roles for the girls starting when they're younger. And so it's really nice to see the girls starting out participating as I mentioned before, in the flag ceremony or participating in a service project that we have, to actually leading the flag ceremony, leading the a group of younger girls, and also the same with a service project too. You know, assisting with a service project, and then all of a sudden, the older girls for the various level awards that we have, they are in charge of planning, coming up with ideas for the service project, getting the families in the troop, or could be in the community or in the church, to participate in the project. So they take over total organization of the service project. So it's really nice to see them grow to being from being a helper to being a leader.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue to hear how some of these programs have bared really wonderful fruit. So stay tuned with us, and we'll be right back.
Have you checked out Chicago Catholic lately? Either in print or online, Chicago Catholic has informative and stimulating content, including news from the Archdiocese, beautiful photographs, and a thoughtful column by our publisher, Cardinal Blaise Supich. Editor Joyce DeRiga tells us about our current edition of Chicago Catholic.
Mark Wahlberg appears with Cardinal Supich at the UIC Pavilion, and the actor's faith journey leaves a positive impression on young adults. We take a look at the church's teachings on cremation and how Catholic Cemeteries is responding to the increased interest. And we visit with a deacon who ministers to workers at Arlington Park Racetrack, including the undocumented.
Subscribe now. Go to ChicagoCatholic.com or call 312-534-7777. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Chicago Catholic, a fresh approach to Catholic news.
As we celebrate our 100th anniversary, I want to offer a special thank you to the Good Samaritans who support Catholic Charities. I'm Monsignor Mike Boland. We feed, clothe, shelter, and give job counseling to nearly 1 million people each year. Homeless veterans, the elderly, youth, pregnant women, and now grieving survivors of children shot and killed in the streets of Chicago all count on Catholic Charities. See how you can help at CatholicCharities.net. You may be of another faith or no faith, but you have faith in us. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. And we were here, if you're just joining us, we are here listening to some very wonderful work that takes place out in the field. Mm-hmm. With overarching name is Catholic Youth Medals, but it involves the American Heritage Girls that have 35 troops across the nation. We also are talking about Campfire, girls and boys, Girl Scouts. We're talking about also junior daughters, especially junior daughters today. But, you know, it includes also junior daughters and junior knights of St. Peter Claver. You can find more information on our website that we will share with you as we go on. So I was asking some questions about what fruits have been bared or what fruits have been witnessed as our guests are accompanying the young women in the program. So I was going to ask you real quick, Dorothy May, the question to you is, what fruits have you seen in these young women as you've accompanied them?
Basically, so many of them have become in politics. In politics. One of our junior daughters wrote something for Nixon. Wow. And was invited to Washington in the research part. At that time, but they also get involved in shelters and because of the charity work that we do. So they do a lot of emphasis in education, our charity work, and all over the United States they become part of what's going on in the world around them. And that's what they have gained from being in Knights and Ladies of Peter Claver.
That is really, that is really, really extraordinary. Yeah. I anything that empowers, young people, especially, I didn't ask the question, so maybe Betty, you can probably, answer some of these questions. But are there ceremonies or special gatherings when presenting some of the medals after the young girls and young women do the services and are engaged at different levels?
Yes, there is. There is. The medals are based on a progression. And they start from kindergarten, which is a fairly new medal, mm-hmm. and that medal is the God is Love medal. Wow. And that's for kindergarten and first graders. And that medal just teaches the child their appreciation for what God has created and their part in that creation. And that's it's a beautiful, simple medal to start introducing the child to each medal level. Then they build up in the second grade. There is a medal called the Family of God. And the Family of God medal is designed for second and third, as I said. And this helps children discover the presence of God in their daily lives as members of their families and parish. Usually parents are very important on this medal, mm-hmm. and they work with their families. And they many times they will get together with a group and go through some of their activities that they've shared with their family. And this medal is very beautiful to work along with the First Holy Communion. Because a lot of it goes hand in hand, right, Mary Therese, yeah. you think, with
yes, First, definitely.
Holy,
yep.
First
right.
Holy Communion.
Yep. Right.
Then they grow a little bit, and they become more involved in their faith, and their third level of progression is I Live My Faith medal. And in this medal, they start to appreciate their role in God's church. Mm-hmm. They become more familiar with the sacraments and the church symbolisms and the Mass itself. So they become more of an integrated part into the whole church life. And now that usually grows within a moderator and a group, usually gather as a group to do many activities together. Mm-hmm. Then the next one, which is offered not in every archdiocese, so we're in Chicago and we're very fortunate to have the Puella Maria Medal. Mm-hmm. And that medal is a beautiful introduction to another higher medal called Mary the First Disciple. Mm-hmm. But the Puella Maria medal is based on introducing Mary as a young woman, such as these girls are, and what a beautiful and humble woman she was, and to accept everything that God took her with obedience and love. And the children, the girls and men, boys, get to see that Mary is much like them throughout her life. And so it's a very, and they learn the rosary. That's a very large part of this medal. And they learn many of the prayers of memorari, et cetera. And they just become closer to Mary. Then after that medal is the two highest medals. The medals I just discussed are usually given at each individual parish. Mm-hmm. They will usually have a Girl Scout Sunday or a special occasion, American Heritage Girls probably have a ceremony, et cetera,
yes.
and they will receive their medals from their pastor or their youth minister, et cetera. And then the next two medals, the Mary the First Disciple, also called the Marian Medal, is much more involved for a much more mature girl, and that is usually grade 7, 8 in high school level, and they learn deep, deep devotion to the Blessed Mother, do a full-scale service project. Many offer a huge-scale baby shower, and many of the proceeds of that shower go to the women's centers of Greater Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And, last year my girls hauled in over $3,000 to the center, as well as four vans full of diapers and baby products. And then they get to go into the women's center and see the ultrasound machine and learn all about how sacred and how precious life is. And that's very powerful.
Mm. Oh, it's powerful, yeah.
Yes. So, one of my girls actually commented on holding a little rubber fetus in her hand, and her older sister was pregnant. And she turned to her dad and said, look it, that's so-and-so's little baby and that's growing inside of her. It's a real person. Mm-hmm. So it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm. And on these very powerful notes, we're going to go ahead and take one more break, and we'll be right back. So please stay tuned, because we are just about to getting warmed up here. So yes. Stay tuned.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Chicago is being crippled by violence, inequality, and division. Join the Catholic Campaign for Human Development in turning things around. Visit CCHDChicago.org to learn more.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM and 930 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. and 930 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back, everyone, and we were here talking with Betty, who oversees the some of the Catholic Youth Medals. So, Betty, you were telling us about some of the wonderful medals that are offered, and you were about to tell us about some other ones and some of the ceremonies that occur?
Right. The last higher-level medal is the Spirit Alive Medal, and that is a medal based on the Holy Spirit. And it goes beautifully with continuing on from the Sacrament of Confirmation. And the girls learn how the Holy Spirit empowers them. They learn how to incorporate all the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And they also have to organize and carry out a very large-scale service project. Wow. Mm-hmm. And so it's very, very powerful. Many of my girls that I've had over the years have given back to the younger girls and have actually organized and ran that little brownie medal, God is Love. And the little ones just love the older girls more than they want listening to us adults. So it's very powerful, and it makes a complete circle when the girls start giving back to their parishes and giving back. And then for the two upper-level medals, the Marian and the Spirit Alive, they are presented in a very prestigious ceremony at Holy Name Cathedral. And that ceremony is usually held in March, in the middle of March. And it is always a very prominent presider. And this year we're going to have Father Reverend Peter Wojcik from the Office of Vitality.
Yeah. He's the director of Parish Vitality and Mission, and Father Wojciech will be a presider during the event at Holy Name Cathedral on March 18, 2018
at 2:30 p.m. 2:30, correct. And the girls... it has evolved over the years, and now the girls really make it their own ceremony. They are their own lectors. They present the intercessions. They make it their own, and they each individually are allowed to walk up to the sanctuary, and the bishop or the priest presents them with the medal. And it's just a very powerful, wonderful ceremony. And at that ceremony, we also present adult-level medals that are not earned. They are nominated for those medals over their years of service. And those are very special for the adults to be recognized for all of their hard work and all their service and volunteerism toward the youth of our world. And they, the children get to also see, the young women and men get to also see the adults and everything that it takes to pull these projects together. And it's very powerful and also gives them something to work toward and aspire to.
And if adults want to get involved or engaged, or they want to maybe get their daughters and be engaged in some of this, what are some of the steps, Mary Therese?
Okay, the step is to go, I think Anna had some information about
So the step is like if you the parents are listening right now the radio show and they would like to be moderators of the Catholic Youth Medals, they should contact with me at 312-534-8107 at 312-534-8107 to get a training, because each of our committee members, they are giving trainings to the volunteers and to the moderators of the Catholic Youth Medals. Also, I would like to mention here to our listeners that if they would like to know more about the Catholic Medals, they should visit pvm.archchicago.org, pvm.archchicago.org to learn more about the different medals, opportunities, and also the ministry that our Girl Scouts are doing across the Archdiocese, and not only them, because we have to remember that this is a great ministry that those ladies are doing to the to our young people. They are bringing them to the closer to Christ, and they are doing the ministry across our Archdiocese. And I would like to personally thank you them so much, because as a liaison for the Catholic Medals, this is a privilege to working with them.
And I just want to say thank you all for coming on this morning and joining us. And before we leave, Betty, is there anything that we left out that you wanted to just highlight before we?
The only thing I could think of is if you have not been involved from a lower level, there is it's a progression, but there's not a requirement that you must earn each medal. So if someone is interested in earning any level of the medal, please contact us, because you can earn any medal at any time within the specified age groupings. So we welcome you, and if anyone's interested in joining our committee, we have a wonderful time together once a month, and we'll welcome any new ideas and any new adults that love to give their time and share their faith knowledge.
And it's still not too late to, if you want to get a medal on the Holy Name Cathedral this coming next year, it's not too late to contact with us to be involved in the process and finish all the requirements. And your child or you could be a part of this beautiful ceremony that will take place on March 18, 2018.
Well, there you have it. Thank you so much, Dorothy May, Mary Therese, Betty, Anya, thank you so much for joining us today and giving out this wonderful information.
Thank you.
We loved having you, and hopefully this will only be the first of many wonderful things and many other great interviews that we have with each other. So we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back with other wonderful ministry going out in the field. So stay tuned.
Did you know you could meet your goal of running a marathon and grow in your faith at the same time? Hi, I'm Sister Stephanie of the Mission of Our Lady of the Angels here in Chicago. Our mission has valuable guaranteed entries into the 2018 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. We'll get you training help, a race weekend support crew, and much more. By joining Team OLA, you can help support the Mission of Our Lady of the Angels as we provide a Catholic presence and very needed outreach to the poor on Chicago's west side. So run with me and the rest of Team OLA in the 2018 Chicago Marathon. We also will have a team in the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle this coming spring. Visit missionola.com for more information or call 773-486-8431. That's missionola.com or call 773-486-8431. And please register by November 30th. Thanks so much and God bless.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago, featuring a conversation with Archbishop Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll see relics of popular saints and hear from experts about their significance. And we'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Supich about why Catholics celebrate the commemoration of all the faithful departed.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
And welcome back, Lifelong Journey Radio Show, the radio program for the Office of Parish Vitality and Missions, Office of Lifelong Formation. We want to welcome you back. We just had a wonderful conversation with the Catholic Youth Medals. And here back, we're now changing gears a little bit, and we're going to be going into another ministry, and we're going to be talking about the Catholic Dreamers Ministry. And the Catholic Dreamers Ministry is a ministry that is actually going to be that has been started, actually, and is already going, and they've had several meetings. And I want to welcome our guest, Victor. Our guest for this piece is Daniela Limon. So, Daniela, are you on there with us?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for having me in the program.
Hi, Daniela. It's a really great honor to have you and to hear from you, and welcome again to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show. Would you like to tell us quickly about the Catholic Dreamers Ministry and what it's all about and what are you guys doing? And just to let everyone know, it is a young adult ministry that has started not too long ago. It does have some history, but go ahead, Daniela. Tell us about, you know, your experience and how the Catholic Dreamers Ministry came about.
Thank you. Yes, well, Catholic Dreamers Ministry is a community of people whose mission is to empower all immigrants. And we believe everyone should be treated with dignity and respect, and they should be feeling welcomed in their own communities, whether it's at school, at work, or a church group. And for me, I would say as an immigrant myself, even though I came to a new country, a new language, new culture, I always felt a sense of belonging being in a church, in a church group. So that's the kind of community we are trying to build for other immigrants, whether documented or not.
And how long ago have you guys started meeting?
We will be doing one year that we have been meeting, and people who have also been interested in the ministry. This is why we are doing our first retreat this Saturday.
Wow. And tell us a little bit about how the retreat came about. I think it's a wonderful idea, by the way, that you guys are gathering as young adults and are going to have this retreat. Yeah. And it's an amazing, I think it's going to be an amazing experience for many young adults. I think it's something that's much needed. But tell us a bit about why the idea of a retreat, and, you know, is it going to be a weekend retreat, a day-long retreat? So tell us a bit about the retreat.
Well, the retreat will be taking place this Saturday, November 11th. And it will go from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the idea came about because we as a group found out that a lot of members were interested in not only showing their support for immigrants, but also showing the community that we are inspired by our Catholic faith. And, you know, we just want to put both of these ideas together, or this belief, and this is how we came up with the retreat.
And it's, can you tell us where the retreat is going to take place, in case any young people out there listening might want to come and join us?
Yes. So like you said, young adults 18 or over are invited. We will be holding the retreat at St. Procopius, which is located in 1641 South Alport Street in Chicago.
And that's in the Pilsen neighborhood, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And what time do people have to get up and be there and ready to go?
Registration will begin at 8 a.m. And we do have a phone number if you're interested to register ahead of time, which is 773-377-5568.
Again, that's 773-377-5568. And Daniela, tell us a little bit more about what people can expect in this retreat. I know that the retreat hasn't happened itself yet, but, you know, if I'm a young adult and if I happen to be a dreamer and I am listening to this show right now, or if I get invited, what can I expect in the retreat? You know, you've mentioned that, you know, there is also a very deep spiritual connection, wanting to get more connected to the faith. But what else can someone expect, or what are some of the things that you guys are going to be planning? Not to give everything away. I don't want to give a lot of spoilers. But if you can just give us a brief description of what people can expect.
Yes. Well, I would say the main thing you can expect from the retreat is to discover and find out how you can use your own God-given talents to help members in your community. And even though we do say, well, our ministry is Catholic Dreamers Ministry, everyone is welcome, whether you have DACA or not, or if you're documented or not.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I don't know, Victor, do you have any questions for our friend Daniela?
Daniela, actually, I want to say thank you for doing that ministry. I've been reading the Pentateuch, and you know Israel was in Egypt, so and God keeps telling them, when you go to the land I'm going to promise you, or I'm going to give you, don't treat anyone badly because you were a foreigner in a different land, and they treat you well. So, and how timely is this retreat is, because it's important to be, as an organization, getting all together and working together. But also we need the spiritual part. Bringing God into this movement is important.
So, Daniela, stay with us, because we are going to take a quick break, but we want to continue to hear more from you. So just stay tuned, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Pope Francis calls us to draw near to the poor, to encounter them, to meet their gaze, to embrace them. The Pope says, if we want to help change history and promote real development, we need to hear the cry of the poor and commit ourselves to ending their marginalization. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development lives out this message of solidarity by addressing the root causes of poverty. CCHD accompanies low-income communities as they confront the unjust structures that affect them. Together, we can reach across barriers to build a culture of encounter where all can thrive. Support the work of CCHD by donating during the annual collection on November 18th and 19th. Visit cchdchicago.org to learn more and to contribute online. That's cchdchicago.org.
I'm Mike O'Grady, president of Northern Trust. My wife, Claire, and I are chairing this year's Catholic Charities Spirit of St. Nicholas Ball. The 28th annual ball will be held on Friday, December 1st at the Hilton Chicago. This great event supports the 300,000 children served by Catholic Charities children's programs, many of whom live in violent and underserved communities. Get your tickets today at catholiccharities.net or call 312-948-6797. That's catholiccharities.net or call 312-948-6797. I hope you will join us for this spectacular evening to kick off the holiday season and support children who are counting on you.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show. If you're just tuning in, we just had a wonderful conversation with some folks, with Mary Therese, Betty and Dorothy May on Catholic Youth Medals. And now we have been talking with Daniela. Daniela, so glad that, you know, you're doing the retreat. Yes. With the Catholic Dreamers Ministry. And I was looking at your flyer, and I noticed that it has some very important points. Yeah. You have education, dignity, respect, community, and faith. So I think Victor was getting ready to ask you a question around that piece. So, Victor, would you like to go ahead and ask?
Yeah, I just want to say that in the Pentateuch, I remember that God told the Israel people, love thy neighbor. And as you began, Daniela, the Catholic Dreamers Ministry come about because you want to defend dignity and respect. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So, and loving you, thy neighbor means people who were born in different countries, that's right? And thank you for bringing the spiritual side. So bringing God into this movement is important, I was about to say. And if somebody wants information, how to get there, they can give you a call. That's right, 773-377-5568. And how much does this retreat cost?
The cost for the retreat is $5.
Excellent.
And we do have also an email address where you can reach out to us, which is C, as in cat, dreamers, C, at gmail.com. Or you could also check out our Facebook page, Catholic Dreamers Ministry.
Awesome. Wow. And, you know, Daniela, I want to really, really thank you for having the time to get on the phone with us.
Yeah.
I really want to express my thanks to you for coming on and sharing some very brief information. But yeah. one of the questions that I definitely wanted to ask you, and I know you already mentioned that, you know, this is for young people that are supporting immigrants. It is for people that want to continue that support, but it's also going an extra mile and also connecting it to their faith.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know that recently we've had a lot of young people, you know, hit the streets,
yeah.
Speaking about, you know, the importance of the Dream Act and having, you know, the Dreamers have a more permanent solution. So, and all of that is important and it's very, 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 you know, needed. But, you know, why is this something that has a different touch to it? I mean, you're clearly not hitting the streets. You're clearly not doing legislative visits, but it has still that social justice aspect, especially when it comes to Dreamers. So why is it so important that people, that young adults, especially young adults, come to this, in your opinion?
Well, Like you mentioned, we want to see more young adults being able to express their faith, but also being able to speak up for their community. So being able to connect their faith with their activist side is a way to not only spread justice, but also the love that God is telling us to love each other.
And I just love the intentionality of that. So, you know, Daniela, I wanted to talk with you and, you know, members of the Catholic Dreamers Ministry, because I really wanted to help get the word out on this retreat. And I know that, you know, it's going to happen this weekend. And I mean, I want to invite you to come back in December, maybe you and some of the other folks that live the retreat. Would you be willing to come back in December to talk about, you know, the Catholic Dreamers Ministry, especially in a time when we're going to be in Advent, yeah. Which is, you know, waiting. It's the Catholic New Year. It's also a time when we celebrate Our Lady of Guadalupe, but it's also the time when we ask for posada, which means shelter. Yeah. So, Daniela, would you and maybe some of the other dreamers be willing to join us for in the month of December to talk about the experience of the retreat?
We would love to come back. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, so great. So in the meantime, Daniela, can you just give us the Facebook page and the phone number so that people can find out more information about the retreat before we head out?
Yes, our Facebook page is Catholic Dreamers Ministry. Our phone number is 773-377-5568. And our email is cdreamersc@gmail.com.
Okay, that's cdreamers@, can you repeat that one more time?
Yes, it's cdreamersc, again,
cdreamersc@gmail.com. So please, if you're a young adult or someone interested in learning more about the Catholic Dreamers Ministry, please reach out to them. Daniela, I want to thank you so much for coming on and for talking to us today about the Catholic Dreamers Ministry. And, you know, I will be expecting you back in December.
Excellent.
So hopefully in studio. And I just want to say thank you also to all the work, all the wonderful work that's being done accompanying our young people everywhere and anywhere. From the womb to the tomb is our motto at the Lifelong Formation Office.
Exactly.
And I want to dedicate this show and all of the wonderful work that's being done in memory of the victims of this past Sunday's shooting in the church. And, you know, as more and more of these things happen, you know, we don't want to get desensitized. And we always want to keep in mind that, you know, these are all human beings with stories, with lives, with families. So this show is really dedicated, you know, with all of our hearts, you know, on behalf of Victor and myself and the Archdiocese, to all of the victims that have been, you know, victimized in some level of violence at any moment of their time. So thank you so much, Daniela. Thank you, Victor.
Thank you.
And may you have a blessed rest of the day.